Hi, everybody. This is Mike Petrie, and this is Remembering Live. You know, when I was a boy, I was told of a man that might be willing to take me on to do some summertime construction work. Well, that's the summer that I met Andy Yender. He was building a house all by himself, but he needed an extra hand to lend a hand. So, of course, I impressed my friends by telling them that I was working on this big construction site. Well, that construction site consisted of me and Andy Yender. Wearing an old pair of overalls and an old denim engineer's cap that so many of us remember him wearing, Mr. Yender worked, usually by himself, building the house. Piece by piece, nail by nail, involved in every single detail. And there we were. No big machines, no contractors, just us. And that constant buzz of summertime cicadas. You know, Mr. Yender taught me how to mix mortar and how to pile old stones to make a wall or how to not overload a wheelbarrow. Just so many little things. But the thing that I remember most about Andy Yender is the amazing stories he had to tell about Lyle. I mean, this man was literally a walking history collection of Lyle and the people that settled there. Now, the places, the years, the builders, the people, the conflicts, the stories. I mean, he knew them all. And in the same way I was amazed at how detail-oriented and skillful he was at building his house that summer, Andy Yender was also just as detail-oriented at participating in building Lyle into a better place. Piece by piece, detail by detail, always involved. Now to this day, he's still involved in Lyle's march forward, attending village meetings on a regular basis. He's always ready to help and give his advice and opinions. We called Mr. Yender on the eve of his 88th birthday just to talk and ask a few questions about the history of Lyle and to hear Andy paint the pictures that only he can.
Hello.
Mr. Yender.
Yeah.
Can I call you Andy?
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Okay. This is Mike, right?
Yeah. How old are you now?
Believe it or not, my birthday's on Friday. I'm going to be 88.
Wow. Great age.
Yeah. Well, I'm the last one in the family. All my brothers have died and everybody. I'm the last one around.
How far do you go back in your memory of Lyle? I mean, how far is that?
It's about 1925.
Wow. The Yender family had a farm?
Oh, yeah. My dad bought the farm where we were up on the west part of Lyle in 1910. And then, of course, my grandfather owned a farm over, I don't know if you remember, it was a pine hill yet, developed yet over on Warrenville Road. When you go down the leased lane, they hit the, Morton's got the natural prairie and that. And that was my grandfather's farm. He served in the Civil War, and he got that in 1865. That's going back a little ways.
Sure, no, but it was along Leask Lane then, right?
Yeah.
If someone was to drive up, let's say, Ogden Avenue from Main Street in Lyle now, what would they have seen back in the 30s?
In the 30s, there wasn't much there. 32 is when they first built the bridge over 53 on Ogden Avenue. Before that, there was a four-way stop at Ogden and 53.
Hmm.
And, in fact, I think 53 only run as far as the railroad and stopped there. It didn't go under the railroad. And they built the bridge over 53 on Ogden with WPA workers, which was Work Progress, that President Roosevelt instituted when he got elected in 1932. And they built the bridge there, and then they put the I don't remember putting a 53 under the railroad, but I know it was about that time that they extended it. Before, it was just Main Street. They used to call that, it was originally called Joliet Road.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Main Street was called Joliet Road. And on the corner of Ogden and Main Street.
Yeah, back before my time, they had a couple of stores up there. And according to my dad, when the railroad went through, they took, I don't know, he said 26 teams of horses and pulled them down by the railroad tracks. And I don't know if you can remember, they had the, used to be Grumhouse's store, and there was station agent had a house, you know, because Burlington Avenue didn't run through like it does now. It used to go down right near the tracks, and then it turned up alongside the railroad tracks up to the old depot and the stores in there.
What did they ever do with those buildings? Do you know? Did they just tear them down or what?
They knocked them down. Well, you must have remembered the house Walker Gamble had for an office for a while.
Sure. Yeah, right next to the minuet there.
Yeah, that was the old Dumlin house, and I can remember when that was all that was there. They had the house and the barn, and to the east was a peony field, and then the only other house on that street was the Barnacle family owned, and they had that all the time, lived in that till after the Village Incorporated, right next to the school. And that's all that was there, the school and the Barnacle house and the Dumlin farm. And that whole piece of Main Street down to the river from Ogden to the railroad tracks was all Dumlin farm. And they subdivided that, to my knowledge, I would think right about 1926. And then the Dumlins owned from the river up to Main Street. Oh, what was their name? Herlene, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah, Herlene's farm was right where the Hyatt is now.
They were doing truck farms. That was the original Tate farm, and the old house was right on the corner of Warrenville Road and 53. And then east of Main Street was owned by Art Porter. And that's that old house that turned into that, what they call a bridal mansion today.
So that house, that white house that's the bridal mansion today, was the Porter house, which was the original farmhouse for that whole area right down in there.
That's right.
And then the Herlenes, that used to have that farm over on Warrenville Road and 53 on the, what was that, the west corner there. Now, it's funny listening to you, too, because you mentioned the Schwartz, and you mentioned the Tates, and you mentioned the, did you say Devon? And you mentioned the Yackleys, and you mentioned the Yenders.
Yeah.
So you have the, I guess, the honor of having your own road in town. Now, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, see, when McIntosh subdivided, which he did the portion where the Dumlins were from Main Street to the river, I'd say about 1926, and then McIntosh bought the Schwartz farm and the Yackley farm about 1928, and that run right up to my dad's farm, which would, and what they did when they bought those farms, they bought the Yackley farm, so they named it Yackley Avenue to one street, and then the Schwartzes were south of Ogden, so when they bought that, they called it Schwartz Avenue, the next street down. And, of course, there were a few streets in there they didn't have any old settlers to name after, so they had Winchester and Devon and that. But, and then the Yender Avenue was right up against my dad's farm, and they called that Yender Avenue. And then they were looking to subdivide at that time. That was 28, and about 29, they come and talk to my dad about buying, and he was considering selling it. When the Depression hit and then the bottom fell out of everything, and he never sold then after that because they didn't buy any land for subdivision. They didn't buy any for quite a few years, and that first began to pick up after World War II.
So you being in the building business, you really got to see Lyle take its first root and start to take off.
That's right. And Main Street developed. They got one store or so at a time, and they gradually went that way. Now, I can't quite remember which was the first stores. I think maybe Walker Gamble might have put up the first one. They called Ann's Pantry, and today I guess it's the Book Nook. And
when you go through Lyle now, there are still some things standing that were standing, I guess, many moons ago in the 30s or whatever. I mean, for example, you see Nell's Old Time Tavern.
Oh, yeah, it's still there. And Nels Thagard was the guy that ran it for quite a number of years. Then he moved, and Mike Dooley bought it from him. And Mike, I don't know how many years Mike owned that. And the village was nasty to him and trying to put him out of business. So he finally sold.
Were you sorry to see the building that used to be Main Street School torn down?
It just makes me sick, because I was the guy that fought to save that when we made a village hall out of it. And that was remodeled. That thing could have stood for another 50-100 years. And that was a beautiful building. That was an asset to, like, a landmark there. But this group of mayor and trustee that are in there now, they want to get rid of everything that's old. The school was the drawing card, because when the kids were in school, the ones that weren't close to school and mothers would have to come and pick them up, they would drive downtown to pick up the kids after school. And, of course, they wanted to be there when the kids got out. Of course, they'd park, and then they'd figure they'd shop at the stores. And that's what started the stores going. And then, now they want to narrow Main Street down to two lanes from the four lanes they had. And I think they're insane trying to do that. You got more traffic, and then you narrow the street down. It don't make sense.
And you remember Main Street when it was not even paved at one time.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm.
And they've worked all these years to get it paved, had two lanes, finally got it, the parking was bad. They finally got to four lanes with nice paved parking, and now we got a group of us go back and undo it and make it two lanes. I don't buy that. What'll happen if they narrow the Main Street down? You got traffic turning off of Ogden Avenue, and you got a gas station there and a hardware store and a restaurant, and somebody goes to make a turn in there and they have to wait till traffic clears. You're going to have traffic back up on Ogden Avenue, which I think is a dangerous situation.
The Yender house that they moved up to where the depot is now.
Yeah, they got it in the museum now.
And you grew up in that house, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm the last one alive that was ever born in that house. I was born in the house.
What do you remember about that house?
Oh, I remember. It's like home to me. I can't even remember being in the crib in the bedroom, believe it or not. Of course, I guess you stayed in the crib till you're about 4 years old in those days. I don't know. But the thing that I can remember about, my mother told me I had scarlet fever, and the doctor at that time used to come out to the house. And the doctor come out to the house, and I'm in a crib, and I guess I was sick with scarlet fever. And the doctor probably gave me some medicine or something to take, and checked me out and all that. And he was trying to give me something and told me to open my mouth. And he's going to give me something, and boy, I thought he'd give me pills, and I fought him. I didn't want to take any pills, so finally the doctor left, and after he left, my mother came in the bedroom, and she says, "You know what the doctor was trying to give you? A stick of blackjack gum," and that stuck in my mind ever since. I think they still make blackjack gum, but that was funny that he was trying to give me a stick of gum, and I was fighting him. And I think back, and it seems funny, but at that time, I was talking to Tony Meyer, maybe you remember him, that was the family over along Maple Avenue. And I said, am I imagining it, but did we only get 2 cents a pound for live hogs? He said, no, that's all you got. So if you had a 200-pound hog, you got $4. And then I looked up and I found papers when my dad bought the farm. He was paying 6% interest on the loan, and that's what it is today. Why, how did he ever have enough money if we didn't have? Boy, my mother'd look around the house to try and find a dime. It's unbelievable that she lived that way. But, being on the farm, you raised chickens and you had eggs and the cows give milk, so you had that to live on.
Where, if we're in Lisle right now and we were to drive right to the site where the Yender farm used to be, what's there now and how do you get there?
Well, you know where Hankinson's Lumberyard was, didn't you?
Yeah, you go up Ogden Avenue, Hankinson's on the left-hand side?
Yeah, and then the farm that was right next to that is Yackley Avenue, a block west of Yender Avenue, and that's where the farm was. It was run all the way from the railroad tracks up to what is now the tollway. Where the old house sat, they got an auto agency there now.
So if we were going to put a flag up right where that house It was.
Yeah, it'd be right where the Honda Acura had the car autos on, is where the house sat, if you're going up west.
Well, listen, Mr. Yenda, I just want to thank you so much for sharing so much, and okay. And I'm going to be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
But you get in town, stop in, say hello.
You know, I may do that. Thanks, Mr. Yenda. Say hi to your wife for me, too, would you please?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, good talking with you. Bye-bye.
This is Remembering Lyle.